This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest on Starcom Network. In the headlines, a man on a double murder charge now facing an additional 35 criminal charges. Despite a stuttering start, Carry Festa 15 back on track. The Sanitation Service Authority receives three more compactors this morning and promising a more efficient service. And five journalists among 20 killed in an Israeli strike on a hospital in Gaza. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. A man who escaped police custody and was recaptured last week is facing two murder charges and 35 additional other criminal offenses. 24-year-old Kieron Darren Price Walthrust of Browns Gap Christchurch is scheduled to appear in the District A Magistrates Court this afternoon. Starcom Network's Philippe Amy has the story.
In District C on January 12th, he is charged with the murder of Mitch Boyce, multiple counts of endangering life, serious bodily harm, aggravated criminal damage, violent disorder, and eight firearm offenses. In Blackrock on June 21st, he faces charges of endangering life, criminal damage, and use of a firearm without a license. In District A on June 22nd, Price Walthrust is accused of the murder of Gavin Archer, several counts of endangering life, aggravated criminal damage, and violent disorder. Also on June 22nd in Central, he is charged with further counts of endangering life, aggravated criminal damage, use of a firearm, and violent disorder. In Oystins, the charges include possession of ammunition, assaulting and resisting a police officer, escaping custody, and threats to an officer. And in Hastings Worthing, he faces the charge of criminal damage. As expected, there is a strong security presence here in and around the courtyard, given the seriousness and volume of the charges, and we are currently awaiting details on his remand date and court appearances in other jurisdictions. Philippe Amy, Starcom Network News.
For more of the court information, you can go to Starcom Network's Instagram page at Starcom Network News for the video impact. Carry Festa 15 was off to a stuttering start over the weekend at some venues when some patrons arrived at the Grand Market were met with ongoing construction still taking place. However, Media Relations and Communications Coordinator Joel Ford tells Starcom Network that the matters have been resolved and the week should be without any more issues.
The first few days had some hiccups, but those have been resolved. People are going to the Grand Market. They're enjoying the concerts at lunchtime, the concerts in the evening, the country nights, the food. Grenada sold out yesterday. And there's something happening at the Grand Market and around the entire Carry Festa hubs, etc., all the time. Ava DuVernay of Queen Sugar fame, she's a well-known director. She's participating in a fireside chat this afternoon at Hilton Barbados at 3 p.m. The Youth Village is on all week at Barbados Community College. Stylist Colin Carter, he's doing a masterclass on fashion styling at the Grand Market tomorrow, Tuesday, from 3 to 5 p.m. Film screenings all week. The Super Concert, Caribbean Jazz and World Beat is on at the amphitheater. And of course, there's Mansa Musa in theater art.
That's Media Relations and Communications Coordinator of Carry Festa 15, Joel Ford. Barbadians in urban communities can expect more efficient garbage collection as the Sanitation Service Authority has received three new garbage compactors. Speaking at the official handover, Public Relations Officer Carl Padmore said the vehicles donated by the Maria Holder Trust are smaller in size, making them better suited to access narrow roads.
The SSA is pleased this morning to have received the donation of these three garbage compactors. They will enhance our ability to provide efficient waste management services in the urban corridor, particularly in small and narrow roads where there is a challenge right now gaining access. Two, the Maria Holder Trust, we want to say that your contribution will have a significant impact on maintaining the cleanliness and the health of our community.
He added that the SSA is working to improve garbage collection island-wide.
We are working to improve garbage collections. We came out of the stoppage, we came out of cropover, and for the most part, we are back on track with collections in Barbados. So we will continue to work hard to provide effective, efficient service to all Barbadians.
Public Relations Officer of the SSA, Carl Padmore, in the lunchtime edition. The Barbados Bar Association says it is preparing a comprehensive report in response to government's recent announcement surrounding citizenship and immigration reforms. Bar Association President Kay Williams tells the Starcom Network News they have major issues and they're noting them in their response.
The Barbados Bar Association is of the view that citizenship and immigration reform ought to be considered step in step with the views of the Barbadian public. The bar, in preparing its report, will be asking what are the provisions of the Constitution which confer these rights, and what are the recommendations of the Constitutional Reform Commission when we are preparing our comments on the bills.
Barbados Bar Association President Kay Williams. The Men's Empowerment Network support says they will be ramping up their efforts to target young men without skills and post-secondary certification. Celebrating their sixth anniversary under the theme Share the Care, Men's Executive Director Fabian Sargent said his research over the last few years pointed him to that demographic.
Empowering these youngsters with skills and professional information. Research shows that there are a lot of teenage boys who are unskilled, who are leaving school without qualifications, and we really want to bridge the gap between them leaving school prematurely in many instances and the professional world. So, you know, our plans really is to take our empowerment to another level. While we still provide counseling for these individuals and their families, we also definitely want to build the economic capacity, the capacity for these men to earn a living for themselves and the potential families that they would have.
Men's Executive Director Fabian Sargent and at least 20 people, including five journalists, are reported to have been killed in an Israeli strike on a hospital in the southern Gaza Strip. The journalists work with international outlets, including the Associated Press, Reuters, Al Jazeera, and the Middle Eastern Eye. Several people were killed in an initial strike and others in a second, which happened as rescuers attended the scene. And the Israeli military said in a statement it had carried out a strike in the area, adding that it regrets any harm to uninvolved individuals and does not target journalists as such. Our top stories. A man on a double murder charge now facing an additional 35 criminal offences. 24-year-old Kieron Darren Prince Walthrus of Browns Gap Christchurch scheduled to appear in the District A Magistrates Court this afternoon. Video footage of that appearance on our Instagram page at Starcom Network News. And despite a stuttering start, Carrie Festa 15 back on track. The Sanitation Service Authority receiving three more compactors this morning and promising a more efficient service, while five journalists among 20 killed in an Israeli strike on a hospital in Gaza. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.